2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Cashgate coming at you. Welcome to the DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown, brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of rake-free daily fantasy sports. Again, I'm Cash Keg, and I'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown using FanDuel today for lineup construction, top plays, answer any questions you might have on tonight's slate. It's early look. Things can change. Have some news to look at. But before that, if you're not already following me, please give me a follow on Twitch and turn on those notifications so you know when I go live. Also, if you are not a member of DFS Army, please sign up using the link below or in chat and use promo code Twitch to save yourself 20% off your lifetime membership. And that's everything. We got college football bowl games coming up. College basketball's in full force. We got some Monday night football tonight. We cover everything. MMA's kicking off again. Got some awesome cards coming up. We got you covered there. We're not going to ask you for more money. So come over. Join us. See what's going on. Without further ado, though, we got a nice nine-gamer today. A little nine-game slate. How's everybody's weekend? Have a good weekend? How'd football treat you guys? Main slate was full of injuries. It's kind of a little rough, but the 4 p.m. slate, I made it up and then some. But man, that Saints San Francisco game was insane. Didn't expect almost 100 points out of that thing. I don't think anybody did. So yeah, pretty crazy. Anybody in here? Wait till we get a few folks and start going over the news and see what we got going on. We definitely need some injuries to happen to get some value on this slate, man. What's up, June? How you doing, man? Yeah, I think we got a few places where some injuries could open up some value, man. Good morning, Splinter. How you doing? And that would definitely help the slate out because it's kind of starving for value right now. But what's up, Teagues? How you doing, man? What's up, Couch? I think I do think that we can get some value though with those guys sit, and so the biggest one I saw is, you know, if Gordon Hayward's back on DraftKings, he's only 3K. You just basically plug him in and start your lineups with that. So did you play basketball last night, June? Play a little NBA? I did last minute and did pretty well, but I didn't play a ton. Sunday NBA can be a crapshoot. It can get a little wild with guys sitting and whatnot, but it didn't seem too crazy with the news for a normal Sunday NBA. But yeah. Let's get into the news here. John Morant is probable today. He had that sore back. Great matchup against Golden State Warriors. However, he is 8K on FanDuel. He's a little bit more palatable on DraftKings at 6,900. However, how many minutes is he going to see coming back off that back? Great matchup. I don't think I'll be going there. If I did, it would be on DraftKings at FanDuel at 8K. I can't pay that price. Malcolm Brogdon, he is questionable. If he were to sit today, you're going to get that value at Aaron Holiday. He's probably going to be your value point guard. I kind of like TJ McConnell for tournaments. He'll be lower owned and off the bench in that second unit. We've seen some big games out of him, and he'll be way less owned. So, but Aaron Holiday will be a pretty chalk piece if Brogdon sits. Vooch is still out. Horrible matchup against Milwaukee. Don't really like a whole lot there with the Orlando team going up against Milwaukee. It's a big spread. I think Milwaukee just kind of throttles them here, and I just kind of want to stay away from that game. Even though Vooch still out, Aaron Gordon, Isaac, I don't know. That's just kind of a game I want to stay away from. Even with Birch and Bamba, picking up them center minutes, I just don't really like it. Mike Conley's out. Again, we'll probably see Donovan Mitchell at one point. Moutier, man, your guess is as good as mine what they'll do with him. Almost feels like back in the Knicks when he played with him. Just don't know what they're going to do with him because they can run Ingles at point and do a lot of other things, you know, with Exum and everything else. So I think there's some guys to play on Utah, but there's nobody that's just like a smash spot. I think there's some value that we can find on FanDuel, though, on that Utah side, and we'll talk about that when we get to that game. Kawhi Leonard, doubtful with rest. He hasn't played in a back-to-back. I don't expect him to play tonight. So Paul George is going to be extremely popular play, I think, with Kawhi sitting. Lou Williams, Harrell, it's the same crew again that you want to target. Going up against that Indy team, I think they're very, very palatable to play. Van Fleet is questionable. If he were to sit, you know, maybe we see some Powell. Maybe we see a little bit more Lowry or Siakam. Not guys I love, but in tournaments maybe. Gordon Hayward's the big one. Like I was talking about him at the top of the show. He is questionable to return from that broken hand. Now, he's 6K on FanDuel. That's not great value. If we only see 22, 24, 25 minutes out of him, I don't like that price. But at DraftKings, he's only 3K. You can probably start your lineups there. Opens up the slate a lot. So he's one guy we got to look at. Derek Favors is questionable. If he were to sit, again, probably have Jackson Hayes there at center, Okafor. Not guys I just absolutely love, but we'll see what we have on the slate for value. Aaron Baines has been out a while. If he were to come back, we just have to get off that front court. We've been riding a while. You know, Frank the Tank, Kaminsky, can't go to him. Saric, they just kind of muddle up that whole situation. I think I'd much rather go look at the backcourt today for Phoenix. Great matchup against Minnesota on a back-to-back. And we're going to get guys like Rubio that we can play. I think he's a decent price. Brandon Clark is out. again, I don't know if I want to do anything with that Memphis side. Triple J's always got upside there, but I don't know if I want to really touch that. And then that's the big news. We'll just have to see what happens, and hopefully some things open up. Like I said, this slate on FanDuel especially is kind of starving for value right now. So, let's head on over and look at FanDuel and kind of go game by game and see what plays we got. All right, let's give it a little look here. All right, like we said, we'll start with the Clippers here at Indy. 216.5 over under. The Clippers favored by 2.5. Again, they're on a back-to-back 3-4. Paul George is going to be the guy I want here with Kawhi Leonard. I don't expect him to play. Again, hasn't played on a back-to-back yet. So an $8,700 Paul George. Have a lot of interest here at small forward. If Brogdon were to sit in this game as well, we talked about looking at Aaron Holiday, $3,700. He's going to be extremely popular. And what's great is when you have TJ McConnell at the same price here at FanDuel, you can build a cash lineup, change out and put McConnell in there, and just get down the ownership. And then same thing if Brogdon's out, so bonuses usage will go up. $8,900 is a lot to pay for him, but without Kawhi out there, depending on who Paul George will be up against, he's in play, but it's, $8,900 is definitely a big price tag to ask here. Harrell and Williams will both get a boost here with Kawhi out. So definitely both in play at FanDuel, $7,600 and $6,800 respectively. Like those prices. We could see, J. Mike here and Harkless get a boost with Kawhi out. So they're interesting at $4,500 for JaMychal Green. Harkless at $3,800 is really interesting on FanDuel. Really like that price. And that's about all I would tack on this team. I don't have a whole lot of love. Lamb and Warren, Warren's got a nice price of $5,600, but not guys I'll really attack here. They're just mainly those guys on the Clipper side, and then Sabonis, and then those two guards. So that's all I look for in this game. Let's head on over at Cleveland at Boston. This game has a 216.5 over under with Boston favored by was it 14 and a half? Man, that's a heck of a spread. So we talked about this at the top of the show. Gordon Hayward, if he is back, not really a play for me over here at FanDuel. He's 6K. I worry about how many minutes they're actually going to run him out there. So I would look more towards him on DraftKings where he's 3K. Just way too cheap. You could start your lineups there. Even if he only gets 20, 25 minutes at 3K, he can smash value there. So look for him as more of a DraftKings play. But with him back in the fold, I can't play 8,500 for Tatum. You know, Walker, he's always interesting. He can always, you know, put up a big spot here. But it does, you know, spread the usage out a little bit more. I don't really like anyone from the Cleveland side. It's just a tough matchup going into Boston. They're big, you know, dogs here. I just don't see any reason to run anyone on Cleveland on this side. You know, if you were going to take a stab at anybody, maybe Clarkson at 4,400. Maybe you want to go John Henson if you think he's going to get maybe some blowout run or something, like if you're thinking about how the game's going to play out. But this is more of a stay-away game for me, except for Hayward on DraftKings. Thanks for the follow there, Bizarre. Appreciate it. And that's kind of, you know, what you can look at, but not a game I love. Again, you know, high spread like that, got a guy coming back that kind of muddles things up a little bit. So it's kind of a stay away in this spot. Let's go to Toronto over at Chicago. Chicago's on a back-to-back. Toronto's on a back-to-back. Chicago's a back-to-back 3-4, so they've been playing a lot of basketball. Went and played Miami last night. Like I said, Van Fleet's the one, 8,200. Even if he played, I wasn't going to play that. But if he does sit, we get a little bit of boost to Lowry here, Siakam. Look at Powell a little bit. 5,700 is a little bit expensive. All these guys are priced up to a point I don't think you need to play them. I wouldn't, you know, OG at 5,300. Just not a lot of love for this team at their current price. I think Siakam and Lowry probably be the guys I'd have the most interest in, but this is not a team I would really target. You know, we have a 214.5 over under and Toronto's favored by 5, but that 3-4 back to back for Chicago could be a little bit of a letdown here. So don't have a lot of love. Even Markkanen, you know, he had a great game yesterday. Put up 35 FanDuel points, 37 minutes. Minutes have trended up the last two games, but it's really hard to trust that. And like I said, maybe an Ibaka at 5,500. You know, that's a price I can kind of get behind. You know, you can attack Chicago there in the front court. So that's a price I don't mind if we're looking or we're starving for value. I've kind of looked there. But that's about it. I don't think it's a, you know, we got a couple other games coming up here like Sacramento, Houston, Minnesota, Phoenix, maybe a little bit of that Utah side of the OKC game that we can look at. And these first three games, kind of pick and choose. And that first game we covered are going to have some plays in it. But this is another spot where they're just priced accordingly. Orlando at Milwaukee. This game is a 219 over under. We got Milwaukee favored by 11.5. I just think that Milwaukee's going to throttle this team here. That's why it's kind of hard to play. I don't have a lot of love for Giannis because I think we're going to get full minutes out of Harden, and he's about the same price. Yes, Giannis can do a ton of work in a short amount of time, but you know, you're paying a premium for he might only see, you know, 30, 32 minutes, where Harden we might see 38 or higher. And I just think, you know, on most of these slates we've been kind of paying down at small forward. So, you know, Bledsoe at 7,200, Middleton at 7,100. It's just all these guys are priced up to me. If it was a competitive game, and if I think it was going to be a competitive game, I would like it. I would only play these guys if I was doing a little game stack. But I just don't see a whole lot of value on either side. You know, Aaron Gordon's up to 7K. Fulte's up to 6,200. You know, even Birch there at 5,800. I don't, you know, Bamba 4,800. There's no real value on this team. Fournier at 7K. Isaac 7,400. This is kind of just a stay away spot at these prices. Now, the next game, Sacramento at Houston. This is a 227.5 over under. And yes, Houston is favored by 12.5 points here. But we've seen Houston, D'Antoni, Run his guys out there. They're going to get theirs. Harden, you got to love Harden in this spot. You know, usage is massive. He's over 40% usage. We all know this. You know, it's their second fastest team in the league. There's nothing you really have to say here playing Harden or Westbrook. I prefer Harden over Westbrook in this matchup. You can play either one of them. I wouldn't play them together on this slate. But, you know, they're always going to be in play. I do think we have, you know, we do have Tyson Chandler is doubtful. So, you know, Capella's minutes will be there. But at 9K, you know, he's expensive. I don't think you really have to go there. But he healed to 8,100. That is a little pricey on FanDuel for me. He's had a couple games where he got it done, you know. I prefer the 7,100 price tag on DraftKings or the 13.3 on Fantasy Draft. But the 8K is a little pricey for me over here at FanDuel. I think you can play him in tournaments, but not someone I look at in cash games. Going down here, Daniel House is someone that's interesting. If you need a value piece there at small forward at 4,900, you know, he's seeing, you know, low 30s in minutes generally. Saw 30, 26 two games ago. But there is upside at this price point. And if we're not having value, then guys we can look at. What's up, Neo Chisholm? How you doing, man? Glad to have you on. Those are, you know, plays we can look at. Harrison Barnes been playing a ton of minutes at 5,600. Someone's interesting in this matchup. I don't mind going to him. Playing a ton of minutes. More of a cash piece here. Don't mind pairing them guys together. You know, Barnes and Daniel House. But like I said, the guys that we want to play are priced up. And this is why I said at FanDuel, it's we're really thirsty for value here. And hopefully we can get some of these guys sit to open things up. Because, you know, when I was building a preliminary lineups this morning, I was struggling a little bit with trying to find some value. So hopefully we at least have one of those indie guards we can run at point guard that are 3,700 just to kind of open things up a little bit. But yeah, it's the same characters. I would just stick there. You know, let's move on to Detroit and New Orleans. This is a 226 over under, and the Pelicans are only 1.5 point favorites. Blake Griffin is entirely too cheap for this matchup at 7,200. Really like him in this spot. I don't really like him as a player, but at 7,200, you know, put up 43 against Indy. You know, it's a great matchup against the Pelicans. You can run anyone out there. The Pelicans are, what are they, fourth in pace in the league. You know, Detroit is 25th. So it's a pace-up matchup for Detroit. You know, I have no problem looking at Drummond either. They got nobody that can stop him. But Griffin is the piece, the price that kind of stands out here, 7,200. You know, over at DraftKings, he's 7,200 as well. So, you know, when you're going to get a guy over at FanDuel that's usually cheaper than DraftKings or the same price, you know you have a pretty good value. So Fantasy Draft 13.6, again, not bad either. Lonzo Ball at 6K. You know, he on Saturday he let everyone down. The minutes are there at 6K. I don't mind this at all. I think recency bias is gonna bite people here, but I mean he shot 0 from 7 from 3-point range, which is just horrendous. 1 from 9 from the field. And you know, usage is not there. It's, you know, 18% last game. But we know you know, he does a lot of the peripherals. He can get the steals and the assists and rebounds and all that stuff. So, you know, there's definitely upside here. 6K is probably one of the better price points on this slate right now with the value that we're starving for. Thanks for the follow there, Jesus. 5.2 on DraftKings, again, too cheap. And then Fantasy Draft at 10.2 is pretty fair. So there's a couple plays in this game that we can look at. Again, if Derek Favors is out, 7K, you know, we can look at a Jackson Hayes here at 4,900. Not someone I want to smash in. And then back up top on Ingram, 9,500. The price is up. He's kind of disappointed the last few games. You know, see the minutes aren't even there. But we know we have upside in every time he takes the court. Not a guy I would really force in here. I prefer Paul George on this slate to Ingram. Bud is in play. We know his ceiling. But I would look more at the Ball and Griffin on this slate on FanDuel. They just have way more value. And if we see favors out, maybe we see a little bit more Kendrick Williams, 4,300. I don't mind there. If you want to take a GPP flyer with Jahlil Okafor, I don't mind that. But that's about it on this team. Luke Kennard, 5,400 is too cheap. That's a good GPP piece. If he's playing 30 minutes, he can get over top that 5-6x that price all day long. So kind of have a little love there for Kennard as well. Let's head on over to Minnesota at Phoenix. This game is sitting in a 233.5 over-under with Phoenix favored by 3.5. I think this is the game you're going to want to get some pieces of. Now, Minnesota is on a back-to-back. We saw Napier kind of do some things last night. If Teague seemed to be a little banged up. I think he's still going to play, but something to look out for. If you want to look at, maybe in those deep field GPPs, Napier's only 3,500. We're talking deep GPPs. I like Ricky Rubio here, up to 7,600. Great price on him. Like I said, I kind of want to attack this Minnesota team. They are ranked fifth in league in pace. Phoenix Suns are eighth. This is going to be a track meet. You're going to want some pieces of this game. This is going to be a game you're going to want to attack. So looking at a guy like it, Rubio. We talked about if Baines does get back at 6,200, have a hard time, playing any Frank Kaminsky here. Sarge, those guys are just kind of out of play. That rotation, that their prices, I just can't do it. Booker, 8,400, I don't mind throwing him. Wiggins, 8K. These guys are priced up, but they have ceilings in this matchup. Even Cat, 11,200. I don't think I'll be paying up, but if we can get there with some value, he is always in play. I just don't think we're going to be laying in there unless we get some great value out of the slate. Coming back down, Okogie's been playing big minutes. He's 3,800. If he can see, 30 minutes, he's going to be a piece of value that we can look at here. He's not going to kill you. Been playing decent minutes here the last 3-4 games. So a guy I don't mind playing at 3,800 on DraftKings. I'm sorry, on FanDuel. Check Diallo's out of play if Baines is back. If he were to sit, then I have no problem playing check again here. And GPP's at 3,800. It's a nice price point. Again, we talked about Napier a little bit. He kind of went off last game. Very limited time. I think he only saw 15 minutes, but put up a 26 spot. So minutes are trending up a little bit. Maybe they play him a little bit more. Again, GPP play only. And that's about it on that team. Again, it's the front court here the back court for Phoenix I want to tackle, and then some of these cheap pieces for Minnesota. And like I said, Cat or Wiggins, you can play them, but they are priced up towards their ceilings. Let's head on over to OKC at Utah. This game is sitting at a 212.5 over-under with Utah favored by 8.5. OKC is on a back-to-back. Gobert, let's talk about him, 7,800. That's kind of where I landed this morning when I was building lineups. He's going up against Adams, which isn't the greatest matchup, but with Conley out, Gobert's been kind of getting it done lately. They'll need his size going up against Adams. So 7,800, he kind of made my preliminary build, but again, you never land on your first build at 11 o'clock in the morning until we start getting news and things change. But he is interesting on this slate. Like we said, Conley is out, so we're going to get point Donovan Mitchell. 8,200 is priced up there, but I have no problem playing him. Chris Paul's been playing really well. He's still only 7,300, so he's interesting. Put up 36 FanDuel points last night in 31 minutes. He's been getting it done. Don't mind him. Again, it's not a good matchup for OKC at all. Utah's one of the better defensive plays. One of the guys we can look at here is Joe Ingles, 4,300. That's an interesting price. We see 30 minutes out of Joe Ingles at 4,300. Have a lot of love for that. Maybe we see some Nerlens Noel. Maybe they play a little bit of him in this matchup. He put up 35 last night in 20 minutes. not the best matchup in the world, but GPP play. And then we can look at, you know, Royce O'Neal, Jeff Green, those guys down at power forward, 3,800, 3,900 respectively. Those are guys you can kind of look at to piece in your lineups. They're going to play between 25, 30 minutes a piece. And if we're struggling for value, those are guys we can look at. We talked a little bit about Moutier, 3,500. I can't trust him. I don't know what they're going to do, but he needs to be in your pool if you're doing MME. Because if he is going to get 20 minutes, he can crush that price tag there. And as he put up 22 FanDuel points in 21 minutes against Memphis. Definitely look at those guys. But on the OKC side, again, it's not the best matchup. Going to Utah on a back-to-back, it's going to be hard to pull the trigger on a lot of these guys. Maybe, you know, Schroeder at 5,900, but, you know, Gallinari, SGA, all these guys in that 7K range. It's just not the best matchup for these guys. So I would kind of look elsewhere from the OKC guys. In the Island game, last game we got here, Memphis at Golden State Warriors. We mentioned that John Morant is probable to play, but we said 8K is a hell of a price tag to play for a man like this that's just coming back from a sore back. I can't do it. That's just a ton of money. Valanciunas at 8,800 is a ton of money. I think that's priced way over. If you want to play him, the matchup's not bad at all. This Golden State team is just a dumpster fire right now. D'Angelo Russell's the interesting piece, 7,900. I don't think he's going to be seeing massive minutes, but if he sees 30 to 33, he's got potential to put up a 5X here in this matchup. You know, going up against Memphis, they are sixth in the league in pace, so they get up and down, St-year-old Memphis team. Draymond Green, I don't think they're going to run him out a ton of minutes, but 6,700. Jaren Jackson, 7,600. All these guys are kind of priced up. Like Alec Burks, you know, coming off the bench, 6,100. I think there's a little meat left on the bone there, but he is priced up to a point you can't love him. And then it's just there's really it's the price thing. It's a price thing. Thanks for the sub. I appreciate it there, Falconator. Love that name, man. That's awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. So yeah, it's everyone's kind of priced up on the slate, man. There's not like any glaring value. Like we talked a little bit about Joe Ingles might be something interesting, or those, you know, O'Neal front court guys. We're really hoping that Brogdon's out, man, because if Brogdon's out, it kind of opens up a little bit for us. You know, maybe some of the cheaper Clipper guys, but it's a slate right now. We just don't have a ton of guys to go after, man. Thanks, Falconator. I'm glad you enjoyed the stream, man. Yeah, everyone's doing great right now, knock on wood. I know a lot of other people are starting to get the bug, and it's no fun, man. It's that time of year where you get everybody kind of sick. So hopefully you guys and everybody else is staying above water for a while, man. We've seen it in sports, all these guys getting the flu, and, you know, the Patriots the other day taking two airplanes to, you know, keep the sick away from the healthy. So it's one of those deals. And if you're not playing FanDuel, man, again, I talk about it almost every stream I do. Head on over to Fantasy Draft, man. The only rake-free daily fantasy site. They're bringing it again this week 15 NFL. $200,000 guaranteed rake-free contest, the Hooters main event. It's the largest, only rake-free contest of its kind you'll find. And remember, only on Fantasy Draft are 100% of your entry fees paid to contest winners. Sign up at fantasydraft.com with referral code ChiefST and you'll get a free 7-day trial membership. Hope to see you over there. Been enjoying the site. Been enjoying FanDuel. We talked about this a little bit about site, you know, sites, contest selection. We've went over a lot of this. You know, really dig into what you're playing each night. You know, take the time for contest selection. Take the time for, you know, figuring out what works for your life. You know, if you can't sit at the computer until the last game locks, then don't play DraftKings that night. If you know, play FanDuel or Fantasy Draft where you can't late swap. You know, then I always say there's nights where you just take a night off. You know, if it's a small slate and you're not feeling it at all, don't play it. You know, think about that ROI if you're trying to make a income. You know, we're all trying to make money, but if you're trying to do this for a second income or an extra stream of money, then you know, take the time to take a day off. Look at your ROI for the week and the month, not so much the day, because you're going to have good days and bad days. So really looking at that. What else is going on for you guys, man? You have any questions about the slate, about DFS, life? Kind of went over that slate pretty quick. I mean, it's a couple games we're staying away from, kind of just in a holding pattern for some news for the value to open up. So wasn't a whole lot to go over on that slate, just with until we're sitting and hanging out, and hopefully we get that. Luckily, the Indy Clippers game is early, so we should have that value way beforehand to know if that's how we're going to build our lineups or not. So that's how we're kind of looking at it there. No? No questions? Not at all. Who would have thought, June, who would have thought how bad the Warriors would have been this season? Yeah, man. I mean, of course, they didn't expect, you know, Curry to, you know, have the injury he had. And that just put him in a tailspin, man. You know, they knew that they weren't going to have Klay for the whole year. But that just completely hurt him. You know, they were kind of fun to watch a little bit. They were struggling even when Curry was in there. They need that. They need Klay's defense. And, you know, and I don't think D-Russ is the answer there at all. I don't. Oh, fucking, are you just starting NBA? Giving a shot. Any websites recommended for free while I'm kicking the tire? Well, you need to be signed up for DFS Army, man, so we can get in there and help you out. I mean, we got about everything you can think of. And the projections have been kicking butt. Notes, questions being asked, man. You got to get into DFSArmy.com. You know, and for as much money as you get, there's not a site out there, I'll tell you, that you get as much information in all sports, not just freaking basketball, for one price. I just not. I've seen lots of people sign up for DFS Army the last couple weeks and say, you know, they sign up, and within 3 days they say they paid for the membership just playing NBA or football. So get in there, man. June says the rotation is asked for DFS-wise. We should give the young guys more time now. Yeah, man. I would say I do too. I kind of wish they would just, you know, shelf Draymond, shelf D-Russ, and let the young guys go out there and play. They were more fun when those guys were out. I wish they would just put them in suits and put them on the damn bench and let those young guys play. Plus, we'd have more fun in DFS to play those guys, because when Kerr just is just throwing shit out there and see if they can get something to stick. So, yeah, they're not a lot of fun to watch at all right now when they have everybody back. Splinter Cell says, turns of MME for FanDuel has been my worst season in 4 years. I'm going back to single, maybe 2 or 3 lineups per night. What are your thoughts? Or just running 1 to 3 lineups per night? I can't keep up with 150 per night. DFS Army has been great. My failures have been my own doing. Yeah, I talked about that a little bit, and I started to do it in a one lineup challenge here on FanDuel a night, because you can make money doing that. You know, you don't have to be chasing MME 150. I enjoy MME. It's a lot of fun. You know, there's profit in doing it. It's a completely different style, but you're going to have to ride the waves when you do it, because the way I play is very aggressively, and the days I win, I crush. The days I lose, it hurts. But the one lineup is, I think, the way to go for a lot of casuals and a lot of people that are just getting in to DFS. And with NBA, with the news that hits late and trying to make those changes, it can be one of the worst to try to MME. If you're not real good at making those changes and known, you know, how to, you know, adjust those CSVs and whatnot. So yeah, I've been doing one lineup so far, and it's been doing really well. I got it posted in Slack. I've been trying to show everybody, you know, full disclosure of what my profit or loss is that night before, what my lineup is. I've been doing the lineup review shows, kind of, you know, going over, you know, what my process is within that lineup and then how we're doing for the month. And I got a spreadsheet I'm sharing. So did it for baseball this year. It was really fun. I was actually going against Chop head to head. So we have something to talk about, but, just doing this, just kind of showing it's possible and maybe showing, some guys, you know, if you're looking to just run that one lineup a night and want to put some extra money in your pocket, that it is possible. So fucking there. So Slack's just our chat program. Like a lot of other, communities have, DFS communities have, you know, it's just a chat program where we're in there and we're giving you the breaking news. We're telling you where the pivots are at. That's where the meat and potatoes of what we do, you know, is at. You know, we coach in there, you know, you got questions, we're in there 24/7. If you want to know something, if you want to pick our brain with what's going on, that's where to be at. That's where you're getting your value at with all the other tools that are awesome and optimizers and all that chat. Yeah, fucking there. Yeah, I'm in there all day. If you have a question you want to ask, just pop in there and ask. You know, anytime you want. If you have a lineup you have a question on, just strategy, thoughts, you know, that's exactly where you want to be at. I mean, that's the chat is what, you know, to me separates us apart from everybody else because we have so many sharp people in there trying to help you out. So yeah, come in and give us a try, man. Again, use promo code Twitch. Save yourself that 20% off. Head in there today and I'll be in there answering any questions that you have, man. June says, my best night was making one lineup, turning $8 into $10K. That's a damn good night. But then again, I only play one lineup. I don't like thinking about what is what ifs, but that's just me. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is just if you play one lineup, you can focus on it. And that's the thing is I see a lot of people that struggle. They play three or four or five different sites, and then they want to play, you know, the showdowns, main slate, express slate, after hour slate. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But start with the basics, get the main slate down first, you know, hammer that thing out and then add on a little bit more here. But some, you know, some people just need to, you know, have that focus on that one site, you know, then maybe go two sites and just one lineup and find out what your threshold is that, you know, you're hurting your ROI or what's doing good, you know, just think of it that way. But yeah, I hope we see you in there, Falcon Air, man. Again, DFSArmy.com, use promo code Twitch. Hope to see you in there and can answer some questions. Again, after we get off here, I'll be doing the cheat sheets for FanDuel, DraftKings, and Fantasy Draft and, you know, chatting it up with anyone that's in there. So hope to see you in there, man. Albatross says, do you like Zubac tonight? I don't, man. I have a hard time playing him. It's his minutes are just all over the stinking place. So one of those guys that I don't tend to play too much, you know. And when he does go off, you know, if it hurts me, it hurts me. But he's not a guy that just the minutes aren't there, you know. When he starts, you know, some matchups work better than others, but you know, he might start and only play 12 minutes that entire game because they run Harrell out there to close the second, you know, the half in the game. So not a guy that I have a ton of interest in. So what else we got going on? Any other questions on the slate? DFS oriented? You may play an NFL tonight. Got the dumpster fire of the Giants in Philly, trying to figure out who's going to win that division. That division's so bad. But well, I appreciate all you guys tuning in, man. And again, Falconer, come give us a tryout, man. Head on over. Appreciate the follow there, Sweet William. I said, again, head on over to TFSArmy.com. Use that promo code Twitch. Save you some money. Let's get after it tonight. It's a nice 9-gamer. Hopefully we'll have some more injury news come out so we can have some value on the slate. But I appreciate you all, man. See you on the flip side. Deuces.